Welcome, everyone. I hope you are all doing well. Today, I have something truly special for you. Not just a story, but a journey. A journey of pain, struggle, and ultimate success. A story that proves that no matter how dark your past is, you can still shine like the brightest star. We all know Oprah Winfrey today as a billionaire, a media queen, and one of the most powerful women in the world. But do you know the real story? The pain, the suffering, and the battle she had to fight? This is not just a biography. This is a lesson in life. A lesson that will shake your soul and inspire you to never give up. Get ready, because this is not just a story. This is history in the making. January 29th, 1954. A baby girl was born in a small wooden house in Kosciusko, Mississippi, USA. Her mother, Vernita Lee, was just a teenage housemaid. Her father, Vernon Winfrey, was a soldier. From the moment she was born, life was already against her. Her mother was poor, had no education, and struggled to even feed herself. She wasn't ready to raise a child. Her father wasn't even there when she was born. Imagine this. A newborn baby, born into poverty, born into struggle, born into a world where survival was a daily fight. This was the world Oprah was born into. Since her mother was too young and had no money, Oprah was sent to live with her grandmother, Hattie Mae Lee. Her grandmother was strict but loving. She was poor but hardworking. Oprah spent her first 6 years in extreme poverty. She didn't have fancy toys or beautiful dresses. She wore dresses made from potato sacks because they couldn't afford real clothes. She had no TV, no books, no comfort, only struggles. Her grandmother was deeply religious. Every Sunday, Oprah was forced to go to church, and by the age of 3, she was already reciting Bible verses in front of the church crowd. People were amazed at how smart and confident she was, even as a toddler. Her grandmother always told her, "You will do something great one day. God has big plans for you." Little did Oprah know, life had a lot more struggles waiting for her. At 6 years old, Oprah's life changed again. Her mother, Vernita, had moved to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and was now working as a maid. She had a new life in the city, and she wanted to bring Oprah to live with her. For little Oprah, this was exciting. A new city, a new home. Maybe life would finally get better. But she had no idea. This was the beginning of her darkest days. Her mother was always working. She was too busy, too tired, and too stressed. She had no time for Oprah. And in this lonely, neglected childhood, something horrible happened. At the age of 9, Oprah faced something that no child should ever face. She was raped, not by a stranger, not by a monster in the dark, but by her own cousin, a family member, someone she trusted. And it didn't stop there. After her cousin, she was abused again by her uncle and even a close family friend. Can you imagine the pain? A little girl, only 9 years old, helpless, afraid, alone. She tried to tell her family, but no one believed her. Instead of helping her, they told her to stay silent. She was trapped. And so, for the next few years, she lived in fear. She lived in pain. And then, at just 14 years old, she got pregnant. At just 14 years old, Oprah was carrying a child. She had no idea what to do. She was just a child herself. Her mother was ashamed of her. She didn't want the world to know. So Oprah ran away from home. She went to live with her father, Vernon Winfrey, in Nashville, Tennessee. Her father was a strict man, but he gave Oprah something she never had before: discipline, education, a sense of purpose. But then, tragedy struck again. A few weeks after giving birth, her baby died. It was a premature birth, and the baby didn't survive. The pain she carried, the scars she hid, the tears she cried alone in the dark, Oprah had lived through more than most people could ever imagine. She had been abused, abandoned, shamed, and silenced. But she was still here. She had survived. And now it was time for her to rise. She was no longer that helpless girl in Mississippi. She was no longer the frightened child hiding in her bedroom. This was the moment she decided, "I will not let my past define me. I will not let my pain control my future. I will rise. I will fight. And I will win." Oprah Winfrey was about to become something more. But first, she had to fight. She had to fight poverty, rejection, self-doubt, racism, and sexism. And she had to fight against the one thing that was holding her back the most, her own fears. Her father was strict, disciplined, and serious about education. He made rules. He gave structure. He expected greatness. And Oprah, she hated it at first. She wasn't used to having someone watch over her so closely. She wasn't used to following a schedule. But over time, something changed. She started to see what her father saw: potential. For the first time, someone believed in her. For the first time, someone pushed her to be more. Her father made sure she did her homework every night. He gave her books to read. He taught her lessons about life. And most importantly, he taught her to speak. She started entering public speaking competitions. At first, she was nervous. Her voice would shake. Her hands would tremble. But then, something amazing happened. When she spoke, people listened. Her words had power. Her voice had strength. And for the first time in her life, she felt like she mattered. That was the moment everything changed. She wasn't just a girl from a poor town. She wasn't just a victim. She was Oprah Winfrey, and she was about to change the world. One day, Oprah entered a public speaking competition. She stood on stage in front of hundreds of people. She took a deep breath. And then she spoke. She spoke about her life. She spoke about pain, struggle, and hope. She spoke about never giving up. When she finished, the audience was silent. And then, applause. People stood up and clapped. They weren't just clapping for her speech. They were clapping for her story. They were clapping for her strength. That day, she won the competition. And with it, she won a full scholarship to Tennessee State University. A poor girl, a broken girl, a girl who had nothing, now had a chance to have everything. She packed her bags. She left behind the pain of the past. And she stepped into a new world. At Tennessee State University, Oprah planned to study communication. She didn't know what she wanted to do yet, but she knew one thing. She loved to talk. She loved to connect with people. She loved to tell stories. And in college, she found her true calling, media. She started working at the university's radio station. She became a local newsreader. And then, at just 17 years old, she got an opportunity that would change her life forever. A local TV station, WVOL, was looking for a news anchor. They had never hired a black woman before. But Oprah's voice was too powerful to ignore. She went for the interview. She sat in front of the camera. She read the news with confidence and grace. And when she finished, the director said just one thing: "You're hired." At 17 years old, Oprah Winfrey became the first black female news anchor in Nashville. She was young. She was new. She had no experience. But she had talent. And that talent was about to take her to places she never imagined. In the 1970s, TV was still dominated by white men. Black women were rarely given big opportunities. Producers would criticize her appearance. They told her she was too emotional, too expressive, too raw. But Oprah didn't change herself. She didn't try to fit into their expectations. She kept being real. She kept being Oprah. And people started noticing. Audiences loved her honesty. They loved her energy. And soon, she got an even bigger opportunity. A news station in Baltimore, Maryland, wanted her to be their TV anchor. She'd never lived outside Tennessee before. She was scared, but she knew this was her chance. And so she packed her bags, took a deep breath, and stepped into the next chapter of her life. Baltimore was tough. It was a fast-paced city. The media industry was cutthroat. Oprah tried her best, but the producers didn't like her style. They wanted her to be cold, serious, distant. But Oprah was warm, emotional, and full of life. She didn't just read the news. She felt the news. And that was a problem. One day the station fired her. They told her, "You're not made for TV." It was heartbreaking. She thought her dream was over. But just when she thought she'd lost everything, she got a new offer. A local station wanted her to host a morning talk show. It wasn't news. It wasn't serious journalism. But it was something even better. It was a place where Oprah could be herself. It was a place where she could connect with people. And that was the moment. Everything changed. Oprah had been through poverty, abuse, rejection, and heartbreak. But she had also discovered her strength. She had found her voice. And now, the world was finally listening. Her journey from a small-town girl in Mississippi to a rising TV star in Baltimore was just the beginning. She was about to change television forever. But first, she had to prove herself. And proving yourself in a world that doesn't believe in you, that takes everything you have. When Oprah started hosting People Are Talking in Baltimore, she was nervous. It wasn't a big national show. It was just a small morning talk show. But for Oprah, it was a chance to be herself. Most TV hosts at the time were formal, controlled, distant. But Oprah? She laughed loudly. She cried openly. She hugged strangers. She felt every single story she told. And that was something America had never seen before. Audiences fell in love with her. For the first time, people weren't just watching TV. They were feeling it. They were connecting. And Oprah? She was becoming a household name. But just as she was getting comfortable in Baltimore, something unexpected happened. A phone call, an opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime chance that would change everything. A TV producer from Chicago had been watching Oprah's success in Baltimore, and he had an offer. "How would you like to host your own show in Chicago?" Chicago was big. It was a major city. And this wasn't just a small morning talk show. This was a show that could make Oprah a national star. But it was also a risk. If she failed in Baltimore, no one would remember. But if she failed in Chicago, her career would be over. For weeks, Oprah thought about it. She asked herself, "Am I ready for this? Do I have what it takes?" And then she remembered everything she had been through. She remembered being abused, rejected, doubted, and fired. When Oprah arrived in Chicago, she was given a small, low-rated morning talk show called AM Chicago. It was losing in the ratings. No one believed it could succeed. But Oprah had a vision. She wasn't going to do TV like everyone else. She wasn't going to follow the rules. She was going to create something new, something real. From the very first episode, people felt the difference. Oprah wasn't just interviewing celebrities. She was talking to real people about real issues. She wasn't afraid to discuss poverty, racism, abuse, mental health, and struggles. She brought ordinary people onto the stage. She gave them a voice. She made people feel seen. And within just a few months, the ratings skyrocketed. Oprah's show went from being the lowest-rated morning show in Chicago to the number one talk show in America. And in 1986, something historic happened. The small show called AM Chicago was officially renamed the Oprah Winfrey Show. And television would never be the same again. For the next 25 years, The Oprah Winfrey Show would become the most watched talk show in history. But it wasn't just about entertainment. Oprah wanted to change lives. She used her platform to talk about real struggles. She opened up about her own abuse. She encouraged women to speak up and fight back. She brought attention to domestic violence, poverty, and racism. And she became the most trusted woman in America. People didn't just watch Oprah. They believed in her. They trusted her. She wasn't just a TV host. She was a leader. And that power, she used it to change the world. For the next 25 years, the Oprah Winfrey Show wasn't just a talk show. It was a phenomenon. Every afternoon, millions of people around the world would rush to their TVs, eager to see who Oprah would talk to next. Would it be a Hollywood superstar? A world leader? A person with an unbelievable story? No one ever knew, and that was the magic of Oprah. She kept her audience hooked, episode after episode. Her interviews weren't just conversations, they were moments. Sometimes shocking, sometimes heartwarming, but always unforgettable. There was the time Tom Cruise lost his mind, jumping on her couch like an excited kid. In 2004, Oprah Winfrey made TV history by giving 276 audience members a brand new Pontiac G6. She excitedly shouted, "You get a car, you get a car, everybody gets a car." The audience screamed, cried, and celebrated as they found car keys under their seats. The giveaway was life-changing, but winners had to pay around $7,000 in taxes on their cars. Despite this, the moment became a symbol of generosity, hope, and life-changing kindness, proving that giving can make a real impact. And who could forget the legendary Michael Jackson interview? For the first time, the King of Pop sat down and revealed secrets about his life, his music, and his struggles, an episode that over 90 million people watched worldwide. But it wasn't just about celebrities. Oprah gave a voice to ordinary people with extraordinary stories. Survivors, heroes, dreamers, people who had overcome impossible odds. If you had a story that could inspire the world, Oprah wanted to hear it. And through it all, she wasn't just a TV host. She was a queen of inspiration. She didn't just entertain. She changed lives. Her words lifted people up. Her advice turned dreams into reality. And her paycheck? Oh, it was big. At the height of her career, Oprah wasn't just the highest paid talk show host. She was one of the richest women in the world. She built an empire, launched a network, and became the first Black female billionaire. So, how did she do it? What made her so different? One word, Oprah. She wasn't just asking questions. She was changing the way people thought, felt, and believed in themselves. And that's why, even today, The Oprah Winfrey Show remains one of the most powerful and unforgettable shows in history. As Oprah became one of the richest women in the world, she never forgot where she came from. She remembered the little girl in Mississippi who had nothing, and she decided She was going to give back. She built schools for girls in Africa. She donated millions to education, healthcare, and women's rights. She fought for justice. She created charities to help children who had suffered abuse, just like she had. Because for Oprah, success wasn't just about fame and money. It was about helping others rise too. Even with all her success, Oprah still had critics. People said she was too emotional. They said she was too powerful. They said she was too rich. And they tried to tear her down. But Oprah, she never let them stop her. She knew who she was. She knew what she stood for. And no matter what people said, she kept moving forward. For 25 years, The Oprah Winfrey Show was more than just a talk show. It was a movement. Oprah had interviewed thousands of people. She had given away millions in scholarships, homes, and life-changing gifts. She had helped survivors find their voices and strangers find hope. But in 2011, Oprah made an announcement that shocked the world. She was ending The Oprah Winfrey Show. After 25 years of changing lives, she was walking away. People couldn't believe it. Why would you leave when you're at the top? Why end something so successful? But for Oprah, the answer was simple. I have done everything I can with this show. Now it's time to do more. And so, on May 25th, 2011, after 4,561 episodes, Oprah stood on her stage for the last time. She thanked her viewers, she thanked her team, she thanked the world, and she walked away with no regrets. Because she knew her journey wasn't over, it was just beginning. Oprah wasn't just leaving TV, she was reinventing it. She didn't want to just be a host anymore. She wanted to be a creator. She wanted to own the stage. So she launched OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network. It was her own TV network, a place where she could tell the stories that mattered. At first, it struggled. The ratings were low. People said it was a failure. Oprah made a mistake, they whispered. She should have just stayed on TV. But Oprah, she didn't listen. She worked harder. She believed in her vision. And within a few years, OWN became one of the most successful networks in history. Because that's what Oprah does. She doesn't fail. She rises. Oprah Winfrey became the richest black woman in the world. Her net worth? Over $2.8 billion. But her true wealth? It wasn't in the money. It was in the lives she changed. She became a media mogul, owning TV networks, magazines, and production companies. A best-selling author, writing books that inspired millions. A global influencer, helping elect the first black U.S. president, Barack Obama. A humanitarian, donating hundreds of millions to education, women's rights, and poverty relief. She didn't just become successful. She became a force of nature, a living legend, a symbol of what's possible. If there was one thing Oprah believed in, it was education. Because education had saved her. It had given her an escape from poverty. So she made it her mission to help others get the same chance. She opened the Oprah Winfrey Leadership Academy for Girls in South Africa. She personally selected the students. She visited them. She mentored them. Because she knew one educated girl can change an entire generation. And that was Oprah's real legacy. Even with all her success, Oprah never had it easy. She was a black woman in an industry controlled by white men. She was told she wasn't pretty enough. She was mocked for her weight. She was criticized for being too emotional. People tried to tear her down, But every time they pushed her, she pushed back harder, because Oprah didn't let racism, sexism, or criticism stop her. She used them as fuel. She used them as motivation. She took every insult, every doubt, every rejection, and she turned them into power. Oprah owns some of the most luxurious homes in the world. Each one is a reflection of her success. 1. The Promised Land Mansion, Montecito, California. Worth $100 million. Size, 23,000 square feet. Features, 6 bedrooms, 14 bathrooms, 2 theaters, a massive library, a wine cellar, a private rose garden, an infinity pool, a 3,000-acre backyard. Oprah calls this home the Promised Land, because when she was a little girl, she used to dream about having a big house with beautiful gardens. That dream is real. She wakes up every morning to ocean views, peaceful mountains, and endless space. She created her own paradise. 2. Her Hawaiian estate, Maui, Hawaii, worth $200 million. Size, over 1,000 acres. Features, multiple houses, private hiking trails, organic fruit and vegetable gardens, breathtaking ocean views. Oprah's home in Hawaii is where she finds peace. She spends her mornings walking barefoot on the grass. She picks fresh fruits from her own trees. She lives close to nature. Because for Oprah, true wealth isn't just about money. It's about health, happiness, and freedom. 3. Telluride Mansion, Colorado, worth $14 million. Features, a private ski resort, a high-tech home theater, a luxurious spa, heated driveways to melt the snow. Oprah loves this house because she enjoys skiing in the mountains during the winter. She has everything she needs to relax, unwind, and enjoy life. Oprah doesn't wait in long airport lines. She flies in her own private jets. She owns Gulfstream G650, worth $75 million. Global Express XRS, worth $42 million. With these jets, she can fly anywhere in the world at any time, because she knows that time is the most valuable thing in life. Oprah isn't obsessed with cars, but when she buys one, she goes for the best. Some of her cars include Rolls-Royce Phantom, worth $450,000, Tesla Model S, worth $90,000, because she believes in clean energy. Cadillac Escalade, worth $100,000, her daily ride. Her cars are about comfort, power, and style. Oprah Winfrey's inspirational speech. There will be moments in life when you feel lost, when you feel like the world is against you. I know this because I have been there. I was born into poverty. I faced rejection. I suffered pain that no child should ever endure. But I stand before you today as proof that your past does not define your future. Every single person listening to me right now, you have a purpose. You have a gift inside you. But the world will try to tell you that you're not good enough, that you can't make it, that your dreams are too big. I'm here to tell you, that is a lie. I want you to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am enough. I am worthy. I am powerful. Because the moment you believe it, everything changes. Success is not about where you come from. It's about where you are going. It's about what you choose to do every single day. Do you sit and complain about your struggles? Or do you stand up, take control, and fight for the life you deserve? You will fail. You will fall. You will hear no more times than you can count. But let me tell you something. Every no brings you closer to a yes. Every failure is a lesson. Every setback is a setup for your comeback. You don't have to be the smartest. You don't have to be the richest. You don't have to have all the answers. But you do need one thing, the belief that you are capable. I am living proof that no matter where you come from, no matter what you have been through, you can rise, you can succeed, and you can change the world. So today, I want you to promise me something. Promise yourself that you will stop doubting, stop waiting, and stop making excuses. You were not born to live an average life. You were born for greatness. Now go. Go after your dreams. Go after your purpose. And never, ever give up.